So for one more time this evening, we come back to a relaxed and upright body. Totally sinking into the body. Like when you fill water in an empty glass. Most of our body is water. You can totally sink into this water. Sinking into the present moment right now. Feeling the cushion you are sitting on, the pressure your body puts on this cushion, the earth element unfolding in your body. Totally grounding your awareness, letting it spread throughout the body, becoming fully aware. Highly awake in the present moment right now. Because it's really everything that exists. This moment, with these conditions. Yeah. Being in a group here, doing this together, supporting each other with this group energy, which makes it very, very easy for us to come into this state of concentration, stillness and luminosity. In order to work on the mind, to shape the mind for the better. Fully developing our positive qualities, our own inner good qualities, realizing the amazing potential that you have. But not only doing this for our own benefit, alone. Because we live in a world that, where we are totally dependent on the kindness of other sentient beings. Even just to stay alive for one day, we're totally dependent on others. So, making this effort in our spiritual practice, not only for our own welfare, but for the welfare of all sentient beings, developing our compassion and skillful means to be effortlessly and spontaneously of great benefit to each and everyone. So for this long-term goal, we engage in this practice, placing our meditation very firmly within this framework of being of benefit to ourselves and others. then this meditation becomes extremely meaningful, very powerful. In the spirit of joy, we come into contact with the breath. For a few moments, coming, bringing our attention to the area of our nostrils again. And holding this object, the sensations of the breath in this area. Bringing all our mindfulness and cultivating this clarity that is able to stay single-pointedly with these sensations in a relaxed and calm manner. Without losing touch, bringing our mind back, shaping the mind in this discipline, in this task of staying single-pointedly, without forcing the mind, but in a joyful, relaxed manner. steadily working on this continuity of awareness, sharpening our focus, embracing this ongoing flow, highly attentive, highly aware, making this our own celebration, being with the breath in this aware manner. Are you with your breath? The past is gone, and it will never be here again. The future is yet to come, it's not here. So let your breath show you where the present is, to be fully alive in this present. Very good. Take a few moments. So the second half we are going to use a little bit to rejoice. Practice this rejoicing. It's a very wonderful thing to do. Very important thing to do. Practice how to do this a little bit. Settling back again. For a few moments, again, being with your breathing. To settle the mind into its natural state of luminosity and clarity. Calming down our inner chatter. Fully going inwards. You can simply begin by cultivating a sense of appreciation for the moment right now, what you are doing here. Being up here in the foothills of the Himalayas in India, here in this Gompa, sitting and working on your mind. Rejoice in this effort, in this opportunity, in this very special time of your life. Find some delight in this fact, the wonderful thing that you are doing here. And out of this appreciation in this presence, I invite you to bring to mind vividly someone you know who has a most positive attitude towards life. Somebody you know who radiates a quality of lightness, of cheer and positivity. A person that really lights up the room whenever he or she comes in. Visualize this person, maybe a friend, this friend being in front of you, feeling their aura, their positive presence. As you visualize, attend closely to this person's quality of well-being. This kind of joy that often spreads out from this person and really infects everyone else to be happy and light also. That brings them a sense of good cheer and opens their hearts. Attend to this quality of this person. And as you do so, with each out-breath, simply take delight in this person's joy. Truly rejoice in this person's well-being. Try to open your heart and be happy of this person's happiness. And as we picture this person, we can bring up the yearning. May you be never separated from this wonderful joy you have in your life. May you forever keep this. If you wish, with a sense of delight, share into this person's joy with each out-breath. Come into contact with this well-being. Within this sense of delight, now bring your awareness to individual people you know, who experience genuine happiness of leading very meaningful lives, ethical lives, offering their good qualities to the world. And attend closely to their happiness and virtue that arouses such well-being in the world. And as you breathe out, connect with this joy, rejoicing in their virtue, their happiness, sharing into their good fortune, doing their best to be of benefit to others. Connect with that in a sense of delight. Then very gently, like a bee going from one flower to the next, bring your attention to other individuals or communities of people who inspire you with their values, with their positive behavior, being compassionate and generous, doing good in the world. And rejoice in the fact that these positive qualities exist and are alive in this world. Delight in that and connect yourself with that. Simply hold this state of being happy about that. Then turn your right awareness to your own life. And for some time, attend to all the periods in your life that have been a big inspiration, a source of well-being and happiness for yourself, and perhaps also others. Remember the occasions in your life where you were kind to others, helped others, did your best to be compassionate and helpful. And appreciate that. Take delight in that. Rejoice in that from your heart. Let this joy arise and embrace this basic goodness that you lived out for others. And if you like, you can slowly go through your life, starting from your very childhood years, remembering friends and family, those people you offered your friendship to, delighting in the kindness that you brought them and they brought you in being together. Laughing and playing together. Moving slowly to your years as a teenager or young adult, coming into contact with those who supported you and for whom you could be a support, being together, sharing your kindness, your friendship, and being there for others. Remembering these occasions in your adult life up to your present moment right now. Recalling these precious moments in your life. Where you could share your good qualities and wisdom, be of help in the best way you could. And embrace these moments, rejoicing in them. Also take delight in the very small things that people did for you and you did for people. Those who were there for you when you were in need. Maybe when you were lost in a foreign country and someone helped you showing the way. The small happiness of receiving a kind letter that you did not expect. These very small things are very big things, actually. So simply rejoice in that. Then develop a sense of gratitude, a feeling of being thankful that people have shown you such kindness, that this kindness exists in the world, also for others. Arousing this feeling of gratefulness and sending it out to whoever comes to your mind. Then release all appearances. And in this sense of delight and gratefulness, rest for the remaining time, being with your breathing, watching sensations throughout the body, being aware of the luminous quality of your own mind's clear nature. And then we conclude this period of meditation by dedicating our positive potential that we've created by doing this contemplation to the goal of fully developing this empathetic joy, by fully cultivating this feeling, increasing the mind that embraces this joy, and sending out this energy to the well-being and happiness of each and every sentient being. Remembering that in each and every sentient being, we ourselves are included.